This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for February 8th. I'm Paul Plack. A pilot says he pulled the red handle to deploy the chute on his SR-22 after encountering vertigo while practicing instrument approaches alone at night. JetBlue has agreed to participate in a test of ADS-B with the FAA, including $4.2 million in FAA funding to equip the airliners. Florida Governor Rick Scott joined Chromalloy officials to break ground on a new 40,000-square-foot ceramic core production facility in Tampa. The Society of Aviation and Flight Educators has released its list of keynote speakers and panel moderators for the GA Pilot Training Reform Symposium scheduled for May in Atlanta. The interim chancellor of the University of Illinois has recommended elimination of the school's aviation program in a cost-saving move. It could survive as a non-degree program. Bigelow Aerospace, which wants to take vacationers to inflatable commercial space stations in Earth orbit, has signed a memo of understanding with Space Florida to pursue companies that could benefit from the technology. Lieutenant Commander Eric Magic Bus completed the first flight by a U.S. Navy test pilot in an F-35 last Thursday. Meggitt Defense Systems has been awarded a contract to integrate and produce the vector scoring system for Boeing's QF-16 aircraft. Think laser tag on a grand scale. The AeroDef 2011 Manufacturing Exposition and Conference will address challenges facing major OEMs and their supply chains in the current economic environment. And Eads and Boeing are waging another KCX PR battle in the media. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, how Ed Jeska will start over earning his pilot certificates after they were stripped in a notorious FAA vendetta. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.